Elvis is making a comeback this fall in an immersive theater experience in London. Its creators say Elvis Evolution will use the latest in AI technology to bring the late so-called king of rock and roll back to life. As NPR's Chloe Veltman reports, many stage shows featuring dead or absent celebrities make use of a magic trick that's nearly 200 years old.
Concert experiences headlined by simulations instead of live artists have captured the public imagination. Tupac Shakur's posthumous appearance at California's Coachella Festival back in 2012 is a cultural touchpoint to this day. Audiences continue to flock to the ongoing ABBA Voyage experience in London. And there's been lots of chatter over the past couple of months about the forthcoming Elvis Evolution.
The king of rock and roll is back.
But there's something we should clear up about these hologram shows before we go any further.
None of these are technically a hologram.
Paul DeBevec is a researcher at the University of Southern California's Institute for Creative Technologies. He says holograms are actually three-dimensional still images created by laser technology, like the security icon on a credit card, and we can blame a little sci-fi movie made back in 1977 for the word's misuse.
If you watch the movie Star Wars, they use holograms to mean a person suspended, floating in space.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
The whole Help Me Obi-Wan Kenobi effect, that certainly captured the popular imagination.
So if the theatrical reincarnations of Elvis and his ilk aren't holograms, what then are they?
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get red and I go, can't go.
Andrew McGuinness is the CEO and founder of Layered Reality, the London-based company behind Elvis Evolution, as well as two other high-tech immersive experiences currently running in London, The War of the Worlds and The Gunpowder Plot. He says the technology for putting the king back on the concert stage can essentially be broken down into two parts.
First of all is how we will create the content, and that's where the AI comes into it.
McGuinness says his company acquired the global rights for the creation of an immersive entertainment experience based on Elvis and his story. And as a result, is feeding all sorts of stuff from the star's official archives, hundreds of hours of video footage, photos, music, into a computer model. This model effectively learns in minute detail how Elvis sings, talks, dances, and walks.
For example, if a performance of Elvis was originally shot from the front, we would be able to show you a camera angle from behind that was never actually shot.
The second part of the process involves delivering this AI Elvis in a way that will make him seem real to live theatre audiences. That's where a slew of other technologies, including an old stage trick called Pepper's Ghost, come in.
I think audiences would be surprised going to see these, quote, state-of-the-art displays, that what they're looking at is something from 1862.
That's Jim Steinmeier. He's a designer of stage illusions who also writes books about magic history, including one about Pepper's Ghost.
It was used to put a three-dimensional ghost on stage interacting with actors.
Steinmeier says the Victorian trick originally involved an actor dressed as a ghost hidden beneath the stage.
And then an angled piece of glass would let you see the actors on the stage, but it would also work to reflect the actor that was concealed.
British engineer Henry Dirks first came up with the concept.
It should have been called Dirks' Ghost, and Dirks was bitter about that for many, many years.
But Steinmeier says scientist John Henry Pepper, a P.T. Barnum-like figure who created elaborate, crowd-pleasing public lectures in London, turned Pepper's Ghost into a truly workable system.
It was a scientific novelty, but it was a kind of fantastic visual success. Since then, it's been used in many different forms.
Outside of concert settings, this old illusion has shown up in all sorts of places. Among them, the 1931 movie romance Daddy Longlegs, the 1980s video game Asteroids Deluxe, and, perhaps most famously, the Haunted Mansion attraction at Disneyland, where spectral figures play the organ and waltz across the ballroom. Layered Reality CEO Andrew McGuinness says he's excited to bring together these old and new technologies for Elvis Evolution. But ultimately, he says, it all needs to be in service of the audience's emotional journey.
What I dream about is for people to forget about the technology in its entirety.
McGuinness says he wants people who attend the show to feel like they've really seen Elvis perform. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.